Chapter 4. With growing excitement, Molly walked back through the streets of Briarsville and across the fields to the orphanage. It was only tea time, but already the grey November light was fading. Pheasants chirruped loudly in the woods as they settled to roost, and rabbits darted for cover as Molly walked by. When she arrived at Hardwick House, the windows of the stone building were already aglow from lights within. Molly could make out, behind the thin curtain in a second-floor window, the wizened silhouette of Miss Adderstone as she petted her bad-tempered pug dog, Petula. Molly smiled to herself and pushed open the iron gates. As she walked across the gravel, the side door of the orphanage opened. It was Mrs. Trinkleberry. She threw her plump arms around Molly and hugged her.
"Oh, hello, Molly Poppet. You're back. At least I didn't miss you completely. How are you? All right?"
"Yeah, just about," said Molly, giving her a hug back. Molly would have loved to tell Mrs. Trinkleberry about the book, but she decided it was better not to. "How are you?"
"Oh, good as ever.
Look, I saved you a cake." Mrs. Trinkleberry reached into her flowery knitting bag and rummaged about. "Here you go," she said, passing Molly a wax paper package. "It's a chocolate cupcake. Made some last night." The glass in her spectacles flashed as they caught the light coming from the hall.
But don't let Miss You Know Who catch you with it."
"Oh, thank you," said Molly appreciatively.
"Must be going now, dear," she said, pulling her old crocheted coat tightly around her.
"Keep warm, Chuck. See you in a week."
With that, Mrs. Trinkleberry set off for town.